What's the problem with the dog?
Bites the poor people.
Means dog, literally it is, dog knows the fear, smells the fear. It's simple to smell the fear. You know what will happen when you're afraid of something? Something happens in you. What is it?
Smell.
A chemical reaction. You need some different an enzyme or something to change this behavior of the biological machine. You change the chemistry to do something, right? Change of chemistry has always the smell. And dog is tuned for that. So dog will know who is afraid, who is not. As simple as that. Because that's some simple thing, and dog is very sensitive to smells. We talk about this dog and say, "Your little dog, wait, because the doggy was doing all this." Remember, he was putting an idol and say, "The believers in this, my group, will be saved, and the rest should go to hell." Okay, wait, it's coming to you. Then the fire will, the flame will raise up and will burn the god. End of the story. The conclusion is interesting. Yeah.
They were only a fire to consume the true believers. Their fire consumed itself like rubbish. He whose mother is Hawiya shall become his cell.
No. The Persian is like this. Ankabudastummahu al-Hawiyah. Hawiyah is a well in hell.
A well in hell?
Yes.
Or even deeper down, I think.
Deeper abyss. Down in hell.
Abyss.
An abyss. Yeah. It's an abyss in hell. Okay? And who is being born from that abyss will choose that abyss as a place to live. The Persian is like this. Oh, I really have, you have to hear this one. Ankabudastummahu al-Hawiyah, Hawiyah Ahmad Marura Zawiyah.
Are you is he doing Zawiyah and Hawiyah?
His Zawiyah will be Hawiyah. Zawiyah means the corner.
Right.
I tell you that. It's the corner of a place, and when some good guest comes in the place, they will give him a corner. That's what it is. So, if a guy is coming from that fiery stuff, that fireplace is his living place, chosen place to live in. And they are here to kill the believers. Who are these people? The selfish one, right? We're talking about the self. This Jew was the selfish person. He said, these selfish people, they are here for a purpose. They are the fire. Fire is good and bad. Fire could burn you, but will help you as well. These are the fire to burn it, because these are the people who are coming from the source. You remember the source of us is the natural animalistic existence. So they are those part of us, those fellows who are in that level. They are here to burn other ones, the believers. But the fire will burn them, not the believers. Because they are here to show you the power of selfishness. But they will live a selfish life and they will be burned with it. Not you, if you draw your line. Yes?
The mother of the child is seeking it. The fundamentals pursue the derivatives. If water is imprisoned in a tank, the wind sucks it up, for it belongs to the original. It sets it free, it wafts it away to its source, little by little, so that you do not see its wafting. And our soul.
This is something maybe you don't know. We call it evaporation. In that time, they didn't call it evaporation. Rumi will say the sun is stealing that water, little by little, and you don't notice it because it goes slowly. But it's happening. Why? Because this water doesn't belong to that pond. This is the basic Here, Arkon is the plural of Rokn, and Rokn is the principle and really the base of existence. You see, the water is there, so the sun will take it up, yes?
And our souls, likewise, this breath steals away, little by little, from the prison of the world. The perfumes
are... No, don't go very fast. This is the last one, because after that are some verses that you will not read it, he will read it. It's in Arabic. He will translate it for us. But before that, the last verse in Persian, he talks about this breath will steal our spirit from the prison of this universe. Normally, you think that each breath is stealing your life, because with each breath, you lose a part of your life, or you spend it, a thing like that. Do not be confused. Here we talk differently. First of all, the breath to us is the soul, is the breath of God in us. This breath slowly, unnoticeably, could save you from the prison of this universe. Means you could be saved from your real existence by that breath in you, which will change you somehow. So your John is the essence of life, you remember. The animal are living creatures. That life, this is, your life should be saved with this breath, because your life, where is your life? Is in the prison of animal existence, right? This breath could liberate your spirit, your life, from this existence. Yes, the Arabic word. Read, please, the Arabic.
إليه يصعد أطياب الكلم صاعدا منا إلى حيث علم ترتقي أنفاسنا بالمنتقى متحفا منا إلى دار البقاء ثم تأتينا مكافات المقال ضعف ذات رحمة من ذو الجلال ثم يجينا إلى أمثالها كي ينال العبد مما نالها هكذا تعرج وتنزل دائما لا فلا زلت عليه قائما.
Okay. Why did he say it all in Arabic, first of all? Maybe he didn't notice it. Because the next verse will say, Parsiguin. You say, let's say it in Persian. He knew that he switched to Arabic. And he did a trip. Arabic was different. What was the difference? In Arabic, he was not talking to you. He turned around. And he's praying in that Arabic for all this goodness that could come to you. Because when he's talking this, he will realize that, I'm talking about the invisible source. So let them have it, but unnoticeably. So he will go to Arabic and say, this, it will happen, oh my God, give us this, make it that happen, blah, blah. Then turning around and say, let me put it in Persian. After a long lecture like that in Arabic that everybody is impressed and blah, 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 you're waiting for a very long, long, long interpretation, right? If somebody quotes from Quran or Bible or what, you're waiting for a lot of explanation, not the reverse. Here you will see the reverse. He said, all that in Arabic. So he said, let me say it in Persian. And in Persian, the meaning is very, very simple. Because all this is very simple. It's for attraction and taste. Is it? You know what? This attraction we have, this tendency that we try to interpret everything, whatever happens, we tend towards spirituality. Why?